Grace to you and peace. When I say the word apocalypse, what comes to mind? Bad day, right? It's a bad day at the office, yep. Destruction? End of the world? Fear and terror? Right? Those are the things that we tend to think of. This picture, really. The things that Christ points out in Luke 21 and that we romanticize or fantasize about from Revelation and Daniel and elsewhere, right? The end of the world stuff. A little confession. Anybody think Christian nut jobs? Right? In the world of things we shouldn't say. But I think about 2001 and 2005 and the blaming of Katrina on people and on and on and on. And I think of all the people who are trying to figure out how there's some code someplace that says that this is going to happen or that will come to an end. It's funny because apocalypse is actually a literary genre. And it's a genre intended to bring comfort. Isn't that ridiculous? The whole idea behind apocalyptic literature, though, was to give people something that they could hold on to in times of crisis. Coded language that they could grab hold of and say, this too shall pass. God is with me. The things that are weighing on me that seem like they are going to be the end, fear and terror, will not have the last word. Christ will. That's what all of these scriptures and these texts are up to. When you think about Revelation, right, and the beasts of it, you get Assyria, the empire who came and destroyed the northern empires and cast the people around the region. And that came to an end. And then you get Babylon, that empire that destroyed the first temple and again sent people all over, and the world felt like it was coming to an end. And still, God was with the people, and on and on and on. So that when folks got the hold of Revelation and were under the thumb of Rome, it was coded language to say, this too shall pass, for Christ is with you. So Luke 21 is tucked in at the end of the scriptures, and it is really taking of Jesus' words and making them make sense to the folks who would have heard this gospel initially. See, Jesus is talking in front of the temple about how beautiful it is. It seems permanent, like it couldn't possibly go anywhere. It's the biggest, most glorious thing anyone has ever seen. And in the year 70, all but one wall was brought to the ground. That wall is still standing today. If you want to go to Israel with me in February of 25, we can go see it. But Jesus' words about the temple put into that context are a reminder for those Christians who are really struggling, saying, what do we do without a temple? How do we worship? What's our identity? Our friends are literally being fed to the lions. How do we be faithful in the face of that? Luke says, the world's a mess. But do not worry, for God is with you. That's the function of apocalypse, what it's supposed to be doing. Malachi is not apocalypse. It's a prophet who preached six different sermons to talk to God's people in a very particular context. And that context was after the temple had been rebuilt, right? Babylonians destroyed it, cast people all over the region. They were allowed then to come back to their homeland. And in coming back, they rebuilt the temple. They rebuilt the systems that went around it and reconstituted their way of life as the people of Israel. All should be really good, right? Except when it's not. And so Malachi, in that context, where families are reunited, where the temple is rebuilt, where the economic system is again hopeful, on and on, speaks to the complaints of the people. And they're complaints that you and I have, right? It's our neighbors, the world around us. It starts with the people of Edom. It's our pastors, the people who we look to for leadership in our world who are failing, who are not there in the way that we want to. It's our family and our friends who, when they come to Thanksgiving, bring with them their politics. And I don't much like it. Right? All of those things are happening in the book of Malachi. And the people are saying, God, we're supposed to be blessed. But look, it's the evildoers who are getting ahead. It's the people who are doing wrong who have all of the material blessing in the world. And so God, through the prophet Malachi, says to the people, the world is a mess. You're right. But don't worry, for you are not alone. I think of one person every time that I hear this scripture. It comes around in the lectionary regularly. And I've never once mentioned her before. So today is the first time. In my first congregation, there was a young lady, probably 77, 78 when I first met her, who, German-born, had emigrated to these United States after marrying her husband after the war. And she'd been a nurse, and a really successful one, right? She had like Walter Reed and John Hopkins on her resume. And I went to see her the very first year that I was a pastor, 25 and a few months old. And I saw her on December 1st. And on December 1st, what do you ask people typically just to start a conversation? How was your Thanksgiving? Right? What are your Christmas plans, etc.? Well, I asked this young lady, how was your Thanksgiving? And this is her word, so excuse me for it. She looked at me and said, shitty. And I was just about as shocked then as you are now. 77, 78-year-old German grandma, who I knew had had the family over, who I knew had been looking forward to it. What had happened? And what she said was this, was Malachi. She said, I know that I'm so blessed. I know my son has a new job. He's doing better than he ever has in his lifetime. My daughter has a new business that is going gangbusters. Things at home are good. I'm healthy. All of those things. But as we gathered with the family, it was this weight on me of the empty chair. It's been 10 years since Carl died. I should be over it, she said. I know that I should just be past it and it should be fine. But I'm not. But I'm not. And to her and to you, God says, yeah, the world is a mess, mixed up with joy and pain, grief and love, hatred, and a chance to have hope each and every day. But don't worry, for God is with you. Apocalyptic language and literature at this time of the year helps us to look forward with hope, waiting for the one who is to come, who will say to this world, you are not a mess. You are mine, each and every one. Amen.